Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friend.
Hello, Mexicans.
Here we are again.
Here we are. So I'm curious, what adventure are we going on today? What do you wish to share today?
We would share a perspective on surrender. Surrender would probably not be near the top of most humans' list of things they want to do and could have quite negative connotations in the context, for example, of a game or a competition or even a conflict. To surrender would be to lose, and the object is to win. So why would the human self choose surrender? There are many reasons why the human self would want to explore the energy of surrender, and in so doing, discover a new and different and potentially very free way of being human. In many ways, to surrender to life is to allow what life brings, to give up trying to control what happens at the level of form. The human self quickly discovers that the world of form will not be controlled. Apparent others will not be controlled, even in situations where there is an apparent position of power, for example, a boss and an employee, or a parent and a child. The boss or the parent may feel that they are in control and they will give instructions that must be obeyed, and it becomes apparent that the child or the employee do not always follow these instructions. They find a way of not doing what the person in the power is telling them to do. And so this is an example of how for the human self, trying to be in control is futile, a waste of energy, a waste of time. So what options are left to the human self? We've spoken on many occasions about allowing what is, allowing life to unfold. And this may seem challenging for the human self. It may feel like it is giving up its power. It may feel that it is in a position where it just has to settle for whatever shows up. And yet there is great freedom in surrendering, particularly surrendering in areas where the human self has a program running that could be a must-have. I must have my cup of coffee in the morning, otherwise I can't function. I must have a minimum standard of fill in the blank, whatever it might be, whether it's wine or whether it's accommodation or whatever it might be. Wherever the human self is insisting on something being in place at the level of form, it is surrendering its power to that aspect, that physical aspect. And without that physical aspect, the human self feels incomplete and unable to function or unable to feel peaceful and in balance. So therefore, beyond all of that, if there is a willingness to embrace what life brings, to appreciate what life brings, to be willing to experiment and try a different way of operating in the world, rather than insisting on certain physical conditions, the human self is more free when it can welcome what comes, treat it as a new experience. There is always something to appreciate in every moment. And so this is training for the human mind to look for what there is to appreciate in what is unfolding, albeit not what the human self said it required. And so this is a very radically different way of being in the world for many, not for all. There are some who live in harmony with the present moment, who live in harmony with whatever is unfolding. Perhaps those more ancient civilizations that have learned to welcome what comes, welcome the seasons, whatever food is available, whatever food is ready for consumption in that season is what is available and therefore appreciated. And this is not what most humans who live in a modern, highly technological age would be able to suddenly switch to. But there are degrees. There are ways to step more in that direction, to be more flexible, to be more in the flow of life, and to be more in the energy of appreciation and willing to surrender rather than insist or require. These are very different energies. And the energies of insisting or requiring do not bring freedom to the human self, whereas surrendering can.
Mexicans. As I'm listening to you speaking, and we've had more conversations than this human self can count, I'm reminded of at the beginning how much insisting and requiring was going on for this human character, and how much trying to persuade you that what you were saying was being ridiculous. And I'm not saying that because I live in a never-ending flow of harmony and surrender. That would just be a lie. I'm sharing that because this human character had a lot to say about what you're saying. And as I was listening to you talking and wondering what I might ask you, you answered the question, because the obvious question was, well, why? Why not insist and require? But you talk about being in harmony with the present moment. And I know that when this human character is in harmony with the present moment, it totally changes the experience of the present moment. Because basically, when I am insisting and requiring, the human self is saying there is something wrong with this moment. And so therefore, I'm judging and I'm fighting and I'm pushing against something. And of course, the world of form can only mirror these energies back.
Exactly. So in surrendering to the present moment, and surrendering to what is, that is an energy that goes out to the field. And that energy is reflected back by the world of form. Every human is experiencing physically their energy reflected back. And whilst this is a challenge for the human self to comprehend, if the human self can be open to the possibility that this may have a grain of truth to it, it becomes apparent that what the human self believes, the stories it is attached to, as if they were true, become the experience of the human self. And every human has a different and unique cocktail of those programs. And so the experience of being human, therefore, is unique for each human expression, each human character. And the more that the human self insists on life being a certain way, from an energy of push and force. That energy of push and force creates the human experience of the world of form. And so the journey becomes one of pushing and forcing and never quite feeling peaceful or satisfied by what it is insisting upon. And so the answer is to look in the opposite direction. The answer is to look to the energy rather than to the physical. We have spoken previously about cause and effect. So the effect, which is the physical manifestation of the cause, which is the energy. And so when the human self aligns with a different energy, this creates a different experience of being human. And when the human self allows the world of form to just bring whatever it brings, there is no need for the human self to be concerned if it is aligning with these energies of peaceful, allowing, harmony. Whatever the experience of the world of form is, it will reflect those energies. And so it's inviting the human self to surrender and yet not be at the mercy of the old energy or a fight trying to control, but rather to be receiving, an entirely different experience, one that is much more harmonious, much more loving, much more peaceful. And ultimately, that is what many humans are seeking. It is just they are looking in a different direction for it, thinking that the world of form can give it that sense of peace and harmony in order to create that experience. It is necessary to look to the energy, to the non-physical realm.
So in practicing allowing what is and learning to trust that whatever is unfolding is for the highest good has meant that for this human self, even when it hasn't necessarily liked what's unfolding, that it can appreciate what's unfolding because it can ask the inner being, is what's unfolding for the highest good? Yes. And so this human character has come to practice appreciating what there is to appreciate in the moment, or appreciating it's been invited into more freedom. And I've seen this now play out a whole number of times in this experience where the human self used to tense up when things were unfolding that it didn't like and go into judgment. Now it's like there's starting to be more of a curiosity. Oh, okay, cool. What am I being invited to see here? What am I being asked to let go of here? And that's not about the human self setting about trying to figure it out. That's just the human self asking the inner being to show it. Like, what are you inviting me to here? And that started to shift this human character's perspective on surrender, because it was ardently against it to start with. And that actually freedom for this human character is for the world of form to do what the world of form does, and for the human to be peaceful regardless. And that feels like that's the practice. Because getting bent out of shape and getting really pissed off and fighting what's going on is just piling more and more and more of the energy of that which I do not desire, which then brings the human self more of that which it does not desire.
And gradually for the human self, as the journey continues and the programs of needing to be in control, responsible for choices, decisions, responsible for others, perhaps where there is parenting involved and trying to balance all of the different roles and responsibilities and demands on the human self. Gradually, over time, what can happen is the human self can reach a point where it is feeling either overwhelmed by all of these demands, unable to satisfy any of them completely, but just feeling that perhaps it is falling short in every area of its life, or simply exhausted and with no more to give, and believing that it cannot continue to be responsible, all these problems to solve, all these solutions to find, to keep everything ticking over, all these spinning plates. And what can happen is that the human self begins to question, what is this journey into form all about? Did it really choose to have an experience of paying bills and solving problems? It can look that way, and the human self perhaps begins to question, is there something else? Is there some other purpose to this? Does life in form have some meaning that has not been revealed so far? And of course, when the human self begins to look in a different direction for meaning or for some kind of answers to these big life questions, as it would seem, it is very simple and straightforward. The human self has been given a situation where it is not equipped, it is not qualified for this responsibility. And beyond form, of course, there is access to all of the guidance and assistance that is necessary. And in order to access that guidance, there is an invitation to give up trying to be in control, give up trying to be the one with all the answers. So we are back to the energy of surrender, but not surrender, I give up, I lose. Surrender, over to you in being, please guide me. I am not feeling fulfilled. I am not feeling aligned with my true nature. It feels like life is more challenging than is comfortable. And so when the human self reaches that point of giving up, it can bring about change that is very welcome to the human self. It is no longer trying to juggle and balance all of these pressures. And there is an alignment with that inner wisdom. And in every moment, the human self is able to make choices, knowing that they are for the highest good.
You know, you started off talking about insisting, you know, whether it's a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, or a standard of accommodation. What's come into this human self is that it's had so many requirements and insisting life is a particular way around business, money in the bank account, relationships, houses, body, sex, friends. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And yeah, it is absolutely exhausting trying to manipulate the world of form to give you what you think you want, because my experience is even when I got it wasn't what I wanted, because as you said, it didn't feel how I wanted it to feel. And so I guess if anyone's listening who's in that space of perhaps they're listening and they're thinking, oh my goodness, I am totally insisting or requiring that life be X and it's not. Like, what would your advice and guidance be to them in this moment?
The leap of the human self can seem beyond what it can choose in surrendering completely. And so there are smaller steps in that direction that may seem more possible for the human self. And so to replace knowing or requiring or control, these are all energies that the human self may be aligning with, believing that those are necessary to navigate the world of form, to be more open to possible other perspectives, other ways of being. For example, a curiosity. So when the human self believes it knows that something is true. This is a perspective, and there would be many other perspectives on whatever is the subject of this knowing. And so to be more curious would be to consider that this is a perspective. What seems like a knowing is a perspective, and there are other perspectives. And I wonder what those other perspectives might be like. And so there is this softening, this flexibility to consider that what the human self has been believing is just one way. And there could be other choices. And so to look within, to connect with that inner wisdom that everyone has access to. It shows up in many different ways and can be communicated with in many different ways. Just to be more open-minded, to allow for other possibilities, and to be more in the flow of life and be more flexible. This would be to move in the direction of surrender.
Thank you. Do you have any final words before we complete?
We appreciate this opportunity to share our perspective. We flow love to you and to any who may be listening to this. And bid you farewell until next time.
Until next time, thank you.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.